Pleased to bring you a project proposal from Region 5. This would be an endorsement to purchase approximately 5,677 acres to establish the Big Snowy Mountain Wildlife Management Area, located 29 miles east of Judith Gap in Golden Valley County. This is a project we're actually partnering with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation on. They're helping to facilitate the acquisition and kind of working with the seller to make sure it remains in public ownership, or it goes into public ownership, I should say. A little interesting tidbit about this one is the property was willed to Chaudière Hospital, who's the landowner now, and Chaudière feels strongly it should be in public ownership. So they're willing to work with the Elk Foundation and government agencies to try and make sure we can get that done. The project itself is located in the foothills of the Big Snowy Mountains. You guys are all familiar with the access issues in that mountain range and our elk management issues. So this project would help us with both of those. The property itself is one contiguous block that adjoins the BLM's Twin Coulee Wilderness Area. And then it abuts the Forest Service's Big Snowy Wilderness Study Area. The native foothill habitat provides for diverse assemblage of species, including critical winter range and year-round habitat for elk, deer, and pronghorn, as well as black bear, white-tailed deer, and other native species. One of the issues with the Big Snowies is there's a lot of land ownership changes in recent years, people buying it primarily for the recreational values and resulting in limited public access. So this property, if we were to acquire it, would provide permanent access, incredible wildlife habitat, and public recreation opportunities. I know our biologist has had some preliminary discussions with Golden Valley County commissioners, and they were positive about the potential. Obviously, we would go through a lot of public process and continued discussions with the county government if we proceeded, but so far, so good. So with that, we're seeking your endorsement, again, to begin the due diligence that comes after that. Any questions on that one?
Oh, thank you, and thank you, Rich, for allowing me this indulgence. I move the commission endorse the proposed Big Snowy Mountains Wildlife Management Area land project, allowing FWP to conduct further due diligence analysis and public review.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Before I comment, I'm going to turn it over to see if there's any public comment.
Commissioners, this is Nick Jeebuck again with the Montana Wildlife Federation, and I sound like a broken record on these really great lands projects that the agency is putting together. But it's interesting, we just came off, I believe this is in this area where we're really trying to, frankly, kill some elk, and we know about the elk herds in that area. And, this is really great habitat, a diverse, it looks like a prairie as well as foothills environment, and it should be an outstanding public hunting and public recreation opportunity. So we strongly support this one. I also think I want to commend Chaudière for those of us who live in Helena know the quality work that organization does, and so this is really a win-win for everyone that will hopefully help that organization and the hunters and recreationists of Montana. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Any further public comment? Yes, we have
Chairman
someone.
Colton?
Yes.
Yeah, Chairman Colton, this is Mike Mueller with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. I'd like to just say a couple things about this exciting proposal. So Chairman Colton, Commissioners, Director Williams, first I want to thank Region 5, Barb Beck, and Ashley Cato, the wildlife biologist, for working this up and for the department for bringing this project forward. Just a couple things. First of all, Ken did a great job describing most everything about the project. I'll just add to a couple things he said. First, I just want to go back to the landowners. As Ken said, Chaudière Children's Hospital in Helena, they reached out to the Elk Foundation and to Fish Hall of Parks. Bill Shank and us and said, you know what, we came across this property. It was given to us. They didn't really want to own it forever. They wanted to sell it. And since they have a hospital based in Montana, do amazing things for children here, they want to see this property go to Montana, benefiting Montanans, and see it conserved and made for public access and all the benefits that it can provide. So we've got an outstanding landowner here. They understand the process. They're patient. The Oak Foundation is negotiating a purchase option with them. They understand we're going to try to buy it for appraised value and all the things that go with this. So we couldn't ask for a better landowner to be working with right now to do another legacy project here in the state. So I won't say a lot about the habitat. Ken covered that. It is a really interesting area where it's about half forested area and half grasslands, and it's right there where the mountains, the snowies, you know the property, meet the prairies there. What I will stress, though, is the Elk Foundation, we're always looking for ways to improve public access and help our state agency manage those elk, and we all know about the public access issues and the snowies there. I've been told by the department that this elk management unit, hunting districts 411, 511, 530, is 900% over objective, with a lack of public access being that large contributing factor to that. So this is a public access project. I would just stress that, and that's why we're so excited about it. Commissioner, when I just put a pencil and estimated the acres of potentially improved access, we're looking at not only 5,600 acres of improved access, if you approve this and and you endorse this and we can get this completed, but when I look at the BLM and the Forest Service property around there, knowing how far elk hunters go and where the other access points, we could be looking at another 12, 13, 15,000 acres of improved access by picking up this property. So, you know, you're looking at nearly 20,000 acres of improved public access in that area. So last thing I'll say, just one thing about the location, being located next to BLM and Forest Service makes it really important, and we love to build on those areas. And wouldn't it be exciting for the state of Montana to see a new wildlife management area? The Elk Foundation and Fish, Wildlife, and Parks have such a rich history in doing those in the past. We would be so excited to work with you all to make this happen again. I think the support will be tremendous for this. When the Irwin and Forrest Allen brothers' properties when they passed away and it became public knowledge that they had passed and those lands could become available, I received lots of public questions and phone calls about, you know, the future of that property, and the fact that we could work on one of them is really exciting. So I think you'll get a lot of support, and on behalf of 20 chapters of the Elk Foundation and over 13,000 members and volunteers, we sure ask you to endorse this project, and we would love to work on this exciting opportunity with the department again. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mueller. Any further public comment? Well, I'm of course very familiar with this property, and just, you know, it's amazing to me that Chaudière is wanting to partner with us and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. You know, I don't think you can overstate the challenges that we have managing elk in this area, or that it may be the greatest in all of North America. You know, we can look at it being over objective and all those things that are making us pull our hair out, but it's also an amazing grouping of elk in an amazing part of the world. And we have lost a lot of opportunity to access those elk and on public land. And some years ago, when I was first on the commission, we had a few opportunities that just kind of slipped through our fingers. And, you know, I know you guys rank things and prioritize them, and I know we're always busy. But I can't think of any project that we need more now in terms of handling, you know, some of the taking care of that elk herd and the neighboring landowners around this place that are having a lot more headaches with the elk than they're getting any benefit. So again, thanks for to our Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation for jumping in so quickly, and to Region 5. And also, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank Region 4, because I know they've been involved. And reaching out to the county commissioners, and I've received emails already of support, and I'm just really excited that we might have this this opportunity.
Chairman Colton, comment. Yep. I concur with everything you said. Region 5, I'm glad to see we're getting something there. We don't have a lot of conservation easements or fee access lands. I know Region 4 worked with them. The other thing I think I saw somewhere in the notes and during my conversations, there are a couple additional landowners, I believe, that adjoin this that the department is talking with that could possibly double the size of this in the future if we get this acquisition done, which I think would be great.
Yes, thank you. So please, post haste, let's make sure we act as quickly as possible, because it's an opportunity to relieve some of the pressure over there and provide opportunity to manage all the species and provide so much opportunity for people to interact with the animals on that landscape. So with that, I'll call for the vote. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 South Addition to Creek.